WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President-elect Donald Trump sounded a note of reconciliation and harmony in his victory speech early this morning.
To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's time. I pledge to every citizen of our land that I will be president for all Americans, and this is so important to me.
Trump spoke to his supporters at nearly 3 a.m., shortly after he got a phone call from Hillary Clinton conceding the election to him. Now, at Clinton's would-be victory party, meanwhile,
while he wasn't doing the conceding, Clinton campaign chair John Podesta let on the campaign was not holding on unrealistically.
I want you to know, I want every person in this hall to know, and I want every person across the country who supported Hillary to know, that your voices and your enthusiasm means so much to her and to Tim and to all of us.
Filing out the door, Clinton supporters could look up along 34th Street at the Empire State Building, lit up in red, acknowledging Donald Trump's victory. Bob Costantini, New York.
And we expect to hear from Hillary Clinton herself at some point later this morning. The road ahead for President-elect Trump is not going to be without some significant speed bumps.
Trump's former campaign chair in Virginia, Corey Stewart, says there will still be challenges.
I do think he's going to get some resistance, even within the Republican Party, that don't agree with him on a lot of the things that he wants to do.
But Stewart tells News Channel 8 that Trump will find a way to unite the country.
And as things start to turn around, that's where he's going to bring in supporters. I don't think he's going to say, look, I'm now going to moderate and all those things. And that was just, I said those things, but I'm not going to do them.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As Donald Trump started winning more states last night, stock futures started dropping.
The S&P dropped 5%. Japan's Nikkei dropped 3%. Financial advisor Spencer McGowan says Wall Street was counting on Hillary Clinton.
If you look at Goldman Sachs and Citigroup and their relationship with the Clinton administration, that actually is continuity for big, big Wall Street.
Crude oil dropped 3% as Trump took control of the election. Gold jumped 5%. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
There were several ballot questions for voters in our area to decide yesterday.
In Maryland, it was all about the county councils. Montgomery voters said yes to term limits. Four incumbents will be shown the door in 2 years. In Prince George's, they're getting two more council members as the body grows from 9 to 11. Virginia voters said no to making right-to-work laws part of the state constitution, while D.C. residents endorsed statehood by a wide margin. And Fairfax County voters claim to love education, but apparently not enough to pass a 4% meals tax to help pay for it. Voters said no. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And former D.C. Mayor Vince Gray has won a seat in the D.C. Council in his political comeback bid. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,333, the NASDAQ at 5,193. Sports, the Caps winning streak ends at 5 with a shutout loss to the Sharks. The Wizards host the Boston Celtics tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a heavy rush hour and everywhere starting to really build the volume delays with the rain, drizzle, road spray. Allow extra time. North on Interstate 95, Virginia. Delays as you come out of Dale City heading toward the Occoquan. Now starting to link up heading in through to Newington. Crash at the Fairfax County Parkway, and that was blocking a lane. 395, the volume most of the way from the Beltway across the 14th Street Bridge. Our first crash on the freeway near 9th Street exit. That had been cleared. Second one on the freeway eastbound at Main Avenue. Now the westbound side of the freeway, you're thinking, why is 295 so slow? It's because we have a crash as you come off the 11th Street Bridge and approaching the tunnel. They have a tow truck apparently on the scene, according to DDOT, but hefty delays. Again, each direction 295 and heading into town. On the 270 spur, southbound at Democracy Boulevard, they were trying to clear that crash from the right. On the Beltway top side, we had two separate accidents between University Boulevard and Colesville Road. Still had that left lane crowded, and now in the backups, I'm hearing initial reports of a crash at New Hampshire Avenue. I know it's frustrating sitting in those tie-ups, but be prepared for the heavy outer loop slowdowns. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet start here on this Wednesday. The midweek looks damp as the rain's around. It'll taper off to showers this afternoon. Most of our quarter of an inch of rainfall comes early. 60 degrees with a west-northwesterly wind picking up 15 to 25 miles per hour. Gusty winds tonight will clear the sky. Colder, 43, 30 suburbs. Thursday, sunny, 62 with a west-northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 48 in Gainesville, 52 in Damascus, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Good morning, Mr. President. Donald Trump waking up as president-elect this morning. Get the election rundown at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got our coffee. We're still in, hanging in there. We hope you are as well. I have toothpicks in my eyes, but I ain't no way tired. Hey, listen, we got to some great stuff still ahead. Coming up at 7:35 this morning, KT McFarland. At 8:05, Ed Klein, who's written extensively about the Clintons. At 8:35, Susan Ferriccio. We got to talk about what happened for the folks on Capitol Hill, Republican majorities in the House and Senate. She'll go through all of that. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor, and in just a moment, we want to take your calls. Here's a question for you. Did Donald Trump win or did Hillary Clinton lose this election? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Did Donald Trump win or did Hillary Clinton lose? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Joining us right now, YouTube sensations and early Trump supporters, none other than Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson. You know them and love them as Diamond and Silk. And ladies, my gosh, what a journey you have been on. Your initial thoughts this morning, waking up to President-elect Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Waking up, we haven't even been past dinner. Oh, my God. Phenomenal. We were amazing, excited,
yes.
Overjoyed, and we called it. We said it from day one,
yes,
that he was going to be the 45th president of the United States, and guess what, baby? He is the 45th president of the United States.
That's right.
That is right. That is right. And I got to ask you, you know, the moment you came out with your first video supporting Donald Trump, you got so much backlash from the black community, people in the media, from commenters, haters on the internet. And I want to ask you about the ramifications of this election with regard to race relations in this country, because we are a divided nation, and the exit polls show that. Van Jones, the commentator on CNN, said Donald Trump's victory was white lash. In other words, these are just angry white people who are angry at losing their power in this country. How do you respond to that?
Oh, you know, see, that's the stuff that we have to stop.
That's right.
Bigoted and rhetoric that they're spewing. See, the reason why, I like the question that you asked, did Donald Trump win or did Hillary Clinton lose? Both. Donald Trump won, Hillary Clinton lost. Hillary Clinton lost, one of the reasons is because of all that rhetoric,
mm-hmm,
that she was spewing. to try to pull at the heartstrings of African or Black Americans.
Right.
And people wasn't going to tolerate that. But we knew from day one he was going to be the president.
That's right.
Well, listen, so let me, what has been the personal ramifications in your life for taking the position that you have taken? I mean, I have a friend in the African-American community, put a Trump sticker on the car, lost a lot of friends. What happened to you?
You know what? I don't know what happened because I couldn't pay attention to that. I didn't focus on it.
That's right.
The more they hate, the more we educate. Our haters made us greater.
That's right.
So we just educated people and told them why. Why you should vote for the outsider, the businessman, mm-hmm. is what we did. I never really saw all of that.
We didn't focus on it.
I didn't focus on it. I focused on Donald J. Trump being the 45th president of the United States.
And don't get us wrong. You know, you had people to call us out of our names and so forth. But the deal is what you focus on is fans. We focus on winning. While they focus on calling us out of our name, that's why we won. And we're winners today.
That's right.
Yeah, you may have lost friends, but I know you gained a lot of friends too, Diamond and Silk, over this whole process. And let me ask you this. First of all, are you up in New York? I know you've been traveling with the campaign or doing various stops with Omarosa over the last several weeks. Are you in New York? Were you at Trump Tower last night?
We are in New York. We were at the victory party. We saw it all go down. And when he gave his victory speech, we were on stage with him as well.
Right.
I don't know if they showed everybody on stage, but there was a lot of us on stage. And listen, I'm happy.
Did he say anything to you last night? I know he was probably pretty busy and pretty overwhelmed.
Whenever we left, those were our intimate, private moments with the family and him. And some things were said. I want to keep that to myself. But you know what? I just appreciate the fact that he is our president, and he's going to put the American people first.
Exactly.
All right, so what do you think he ought to do first, right off the bat? Day one, January 20th, he takes the oath of office. What should be the first thing that Donald Trump does?
Do something with this Obamacare.
Yes.
Because 2.2 million people are paying premiums out the roof. $1,000, $1,800 extra dollars a month. People can't afford that. So do something with that so that people don't have to pay that penalty if they don't get Obamacare.
That's right.
And then go ahead and work on that wall.
That's right.
Put a big old pretty job, because when they come in, they need to come in here legally, not illegal.
That's right.
Our guests are Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson, who have just skyrocketed to fame as Diamond and Silk YouTube sensations. You can find their stuff, by the way, at diamondandsilk.com. And you two are from North Carolina, right?
Yes, we are.
And you remember, every time we speak, Diamond and Silk, I warn you. In fact, I threaten you. You stay out of the radio business. We don't want you anywhere near the radio business. You find something else to do. So to that end, you know, the conversations begin today here in Washington, D.C. about assembling a cabinet, finding roles and jobs for people in the new Trump administration. What do you think, press secretaries? You guys want to come up here and work in Washington?
I don't know about that. Listen, if you know what? I want to see where this money is going. So if these things ain't doing right by the money, then we have to get on and let the world know that who's not doing right by us.
That's right. And we got to cut waste, fraud, and abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing waste, fraud, and abuse? We got to let the people know who's doing it so we can vote them out.
That's right. There you go. I like that.
Yes, that's what we got to do.
All right. And also, speaking of coming to Washington, you got to be here for the one of the many inaugural balls January.
Yeah.
You should be picking out your dresses now, and you better come into studio with us.
Yes, we will.
All right.
Yes, we do plan on going to the inauguration, and yes, we would love to be in the studio with you.
All right. Well, we're going to hold you to that because that'll be a fun day. I mean, do you have any ideas about somebody you'd like to see be in the cabinet?
Listen, I love them all. I love Senator Jeff Sessions. I love Mayor Julie Giuliani. I love Huckabee.
Yes.
Huckabee can go in that White House and make us a nice Huckleberry pie.
Yes.
I love Huckabee. I just love his spirit.
Yes.
I mean, look, I love them all. Whoever they do, Donald Trump is going to put the right people around him. I trust that. He loves it. This man just won against the media, the Democrats, the left. He just, and the elite.
And the establishment.
And the establishment. Yes. He's a winner, baby.
Right.
And he just changed the trajectory of the Republican Party.
That's right. Lynette, listen, we know you've been up all night, so I just want to let you know, you just called the former mayor of New York, Judy Giuliani. Which I think that's a bit of a gender situation there. There's no Caitlin thing happening. Yeah.
Listen, you all, I haven't had not a lick of sleep.
Well, we're right there with you, babe. I promise.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. You're making us just beam ear to ear. We always are delighted to have you. And we're a little sad that the campaign's over now, but you better find yourself a gig immediately so you have a reason to come on and talk to us on a regular basis. Thanks so much.
All right. I really sure will. Thank you.
Diamond and Silk there, boys and girls. Find them at diamondandsilk.com. Man, they are wonderful.
And our question that is pending, and we're going to start taking your calls here in just a moment. Did Donald Trump win or did Hillary Clinton lose? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, 7:15. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Tough go in the Maryland Beltway and everywhere, really, with this rain and drizzle. But the top side, accidents between New Hampshire Avenue and Colesville Road. We had three of them out of the travel lanes. The latest one, as you head in toward Bethesda on that outer loop past Connecticut Avenue toward 355. Units were responding there. 95 delays out of Laurel, and that's because that beltway is so slow. 29 also affected just to merge onto those beltway slowdowns, so it will take some time to clear that out. 270 as you head through Urbana and Hyattstown slow and pretty much linking up with delays out of Clarksburg to the beltway onto the 270 spur when you pass Democracy Boulevard. That crash should be to the shoulder now. Now, according to DDOT, they tell me the two accidents on the eastbound freeway coming off of the 14th Street Bridge and heading toward the exit for 9th Street Tunnel, they both have been cleared, but delays are from the Beltway. 395, get ready, dig in here. And if you're coming north on or south on 295, also jam solid to the westbound freeway crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, rainy this morning, and that will clear tonight. The high today will be 60 and about a quarter inch of rain or more. Tonight, an overnight low of 43 in the skies, as I say, will clear later. Thursday morning will be sunny, 62. Nice day tomorrow. Friday looks pretty good, although a bit breezy in the low 60s. Saturday and Sunday look like sunshiny days. On Saturday in the low 50s, on Sunday in the low 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar Thursday, November 10th in Reston or Tuesday the 15th in Columbia. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Ours was not a campaign, but rather an incredible and great movement made up of millions of hardworking men and women who love their country and want a better, brighter future for themselves and for their family. It's a movement comprised of Americans from all races, religions, backgrounds, and beliefs who want and expect our government to serve the people, and serve the people it will.
Well, there you have Donald Trump making his acceptance speech last night about 3 o'clock in the morning. And here's the question we have for you to, as we stop and contemplate the things that have occurred in the last 24 hours. Did Donald Trump win or did Hillary Clinton lose this election? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, I think it's a little bit of both, but I actually think Hillary Clinton, it was a really, really bad candidate. She was just, you know, look, here's the thing. At the end of the day, you have to be a likable individual. And she just came across, I think, as shrill, tone deaf at times, politically tone deaf on many occasions, not a particularly good campaign painter like her husband was when it came to the retail politics and the glad handing and saying the right thing at the right time. Her instincts are not very good. So I think that a lot of this was Hillary Clinton lost the election, but give Donald Trump his due. He found a message that worked, a message that others, you know, didn't quite see as being one that needed to be delivered. And I give him a lot of credit for a win.
Yeah, listen, I agree. I do as well. But you got to be realistic about this, honestly. This was Hillary Clinton's election to lose.
That's right.
It was all her. She had the catbird seat. She had the money. She had the media. She had the elites. She had the power structure. She had the legacy. She had she had the president of the United States, the first lady of the United States, the former president of the United States, her husband, all pulling for her in every aspect of the elite power structure in this country, academia, you name it. She had it, and she lost it. She lost the election.
That's right.
That's not taking anything away from Donald Trump and the very important issues that the voters who supported him hold near and dear to their hearts. Trust me, I'm not trying to take away from the victory.
No.
But let's be real. This was hers to win, and she lost it.
All right, to the phone lines we go. Mike and Clifton, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm going to have to tend to disagree with you. I believe Trump won this. He went out there and fought for it, and he won it. She did lose it, but he won it.
All right, so you put it more on that side of the ledger. Thank you a lot, Mike. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Well, you know, the beauty of this question is that both answers can be correct,
yeah, right. Yeah. let's go to, how about Steve and Culpepper. Steve, good morning. You're on with Brian Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys. There will be thousands of takeaways from this, but here are mine. The American people won, okay, and the corrupt criminal Clinton machine lost. And all that goes with it. So that's the win-loss category for me.
All right.
All right, Steve, thank you.
That's a great comment. I like that. How about David and Laurel? You're up next with Brian and Larry. What do you think?
Good morning. I believe you articulated it well before. There is value in the competition. In the Republican side primary, there was a lot of competition. A clear message came out of there of frustration against the current way Washington is run. There was no competition in the Democratic primary. You had Sanders and O'Malley and the coronation of Hillary Clinton. And therefore, you got a really bad candidate, just the way we got KKT in Maryland several years ago, and Ehrlich came in. So it was a really bad candidate. My guess is O'Malley could have probably beat Trump just because there was no issues with him. She was so bad that brought him in.
David, it's a great point, and let me tell you something. You know, it's so funny. Leading up to the results coming in last night, the conversations on CNN, MSNBC, even Fox was, where does the Republican Party go after Trump? You know, where do they go? What's next for the Republican Party? What changes they need to make? You know, because they thought that Donald Trump had lost. The conversation starting today about the mess that is the Democratic Party and the mess they put themselves in by putting all their eggs in the Hillary Clinton basket, they're in trouble. Yeah. If you think about it, where's their bench? Who's the next candidate? Tim Kaine? Tim Kaine?
Yeah, and what about Bernie Sanders and all his supporters and how they must be feeling right now after they now know what was really going on behind the scenes?
That's right. That's another great point. They were willing to swallow the WikiLeaks revelations and all of that because they thought Hillary
they could
would
win
and Bernie would have a place in the cabinet. Now that she's lost, oh boy, it's going to be.
All of the dirty stuff that was thrown at Bernie Sanders. If I were a Bernie Sanders supporter, I would be very, very upset. 722.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. If you own a business, you owe it to yourself to switch to John Marshall Bank. Our banking solutions help you manage your cash flow more easily. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
So Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Would you like to look 10 or 15 years younger around the table this year? Pick up the phone, will you? Call and order Esotique XV. The results are brilliant and really quick, by the way. Donna in Kingsville, Maryland, must have heard me talking about Esotique all the time. She called in, she wrote in, said, I love Chamonix products. They absorb nicely without residue, and I look at least 10 years younger than most women my age. Well, you go there, Donna. Esotique XV is better than anything you can find in department stores because of the ingredients. Plant stem cells, natural peptides, flower extracts, these amazing ingredients. Also, a proprietary-based delivery system guarantees that you're going to get quick, clean absorption for maximum results. That's something that's important to me because I hate that greasy feeling you get if you put a cream on your face. This stuff, nah, it's good. Esotique XV. Call them, 800-525-2720. You'll feel the difference, see results quickly, or you'll get your money back. Also, call now. Listen to this. For the first time, you're going to get Genucel for bags and puffiness free. That's the free gift is Genucel when you order Esotique. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Can having breast implants lead to suicide?
She knew she was sick from the implants.
Seven on Your Side reveals a possible dark side to the most popular plastic surgery. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car?
Uh-huh. Where are you going?
Washington, D.C.
That's nice. When will you be home?
I'm not sure. Could be a couple weeks.
Uh-huh. But who's going to be there?
A bunch of kids you don't know, and some guy named Alex.
Okay, well, keys are on the counter.
Cool, thanks.
Pay attention, because some very smart teenagers are taking a road trip to Jeopardy.
Who was James Oglethorpe?
Yes, that's it.
Catch the $100,000 Jeopardy Teen Tournament quarterfinals from Washington, D.C.
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC 7. Seven on Your Side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, Seven on Your Side.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon,
and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
It is 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Germantown, the crash is on 117 Clopper Road. If you're heading southbound, you're hitting delays before you get to 118. The crash at the intersection of Clopper and Hopkins Road. Do watch for police direction. I'm seeing slowdowns each way. Now for 270, big delays here out of Urbana, off and on to the 270 spur. We had a crash at Democracy Boulevard. That activity had been over to the shoulder. Top side of the Beltway, it has been a tough go. A number of accidents this morning on the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and Colesville Road. You should find lanes now open, but massive delays. 95-29 and arteries getting onto the Beltway, also quite slow, to say the least. Now let's get you into Virginia. North on 95 near the Fairfax County Parkway had the crash that was blocking the left lane. Beyond that, then you hit delays from Edsel Road across the 14th Street Bridge. Freeway jammed each direction with two separate accidents near the tunnel. Update is brought to you by Tanger Outlets and National Harbor. Shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or you can text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 20% on holiday gifts and fashions now at Tanger Outlets. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet start here on this Wednesday. The midweek looks damp as the rains around will taper off to showers this afternoon. Most of our quarter of an inch of rainfall comes early. 60 degrees with a west-northwesterly wind picking up 15 to 25 miles per hour. Gusty winds tonight will clear the sky, colder, 43, 30 suburbs. Thursday, sunny, 62 with a west-northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees at 7:26. Hey, this just crossed the old wires, as they say.
Ooh, I love it when things cross the wires.
From the Associated Press, apparently President Obama has made a phone call to Donald Trump to offer his congratulations. And as is tradition, Donald Trump has been invited to the White House for a meeting to start about to talking about the transition between one administration and the next. Huh. That'll be an interesting conversation, won't it?
It will.
Given all the things that were said last week on the campaign trail.
Oh, yeah. Barack Obama was absolutely unhinged when it came to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. It's funny. When you mentioned that, you said this comes across the wires, and the first words out of your mouth was President Obama has telephoned. And it occurred to me at that very moment, with all of the discussion this morning and the election last night and everything, I had kind of forgotten about President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. It was a nice diversion.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be an interesting conversation. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. It is now 7:28 on WMAL.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships. And I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-219-0667. That's 1-800-219-0667. 1-800-219-0667.
800-666-7 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, up next, KT McFarland, national security analyst. Her thoughts on what happened last night. Right after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson.
Ours was not a campaign, but rather an incredible and great movement.
President-elect Donald Trump delivering his victory speech at 3 a.m., minutes after getting a phone call from Hillary Clinton.
She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
The president-elect already has one very important meeting on his schedule at the White House.
The president is planning to meet with President-elect Trump tomorrow, on Thursday, November 10th, at the White House. We heard from the president putting out a statement, the White House press secretary putting out this statement just a few minutes ago, saying that Trump, that President Obama called Donald Trump to congratulate him on his victory. He also called Secretary Clinton and expressed his admiration for the strong campaign she waged throughout the country.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Now, for Republicans and the Trump team, after they catch their breath, it's time to get to work, says Sean Spicer, the Republican National Committee's chief strategist.
Today, he's going to start having those meetings, talking about the people that are going to be part of a Trump presidency, talking about how to move those policies forward. But I think give us 24, 48 hours to enjoy the victory, not only at the top of the ticket, but all the way down.
Now, there's been no public comments yet from Hillary Clinton. We expect her to deliver a speech sometime later today. Republicans have retained their lock on the House for two more years. The GOP will also retain control of the Senate. In Virginia's hard-fought 10th congressional district, first-term incumbent Republican Barbara Comstock has defeated Democrat Lou Anne Bennett.
We are all in this together in this wonderful district that is, I think, just best part of this country and the best part of the Commonwealth, the 10th District of Virginia. Thank you so much.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,333. The Nasdaq at 5,193. Sports San Jose shuts out the Caps. The Wizards host the Celtics tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You've seen it before. Something that sounds like a great new investment opportunity. So you invest, only to discover it's not so hot. Hi, Rick Edelman here, warning you to stay away from hot investment fads. It's a common way investors lose money, and there are six more that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. Come learn what these mistakes are and discover the right way to invest for retirement at my seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. Thousands have already attended the seminar nationwide. Now it's your chance. Come take the first step to helping you achieve your financial goals. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Beltsville and Leesburg, Saturday, November 12th at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Sometimes it takes a cold snap to get your attention.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
That's when it really hits you. If you have a furnace that's 10 years old or older, you're risking a breakdown every time you flip that switch. Especially if you've been a little relaxed about having your system maintained. You know, I get it. Getting a furnace tune-up is not a huge priority for most folks. Until it gives up and there's no heat. And that's why it is so important that you book a furnace tune-up from my stand-up guys here at Snell Heating and Air. And you want to do it before things get crazy around here and you got to wait in line. A WOW fall furnace tune-up from Snell is just $79, and with that you get greater efficiency, lower power bills, and reliable comfort all winter long. So every time you flip on the thermostat, that's the time to really relax.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's wilsonrealtygroup.com.
This planet is so gorgeous and so incredibly beautiful that I can't get enough of it. I just can't. Your passion's important, but if your body aches and if your heel feels like you've got a nail stuck in it and won't come out, trust me, it's going to wear you down. The Goodfeet store knew what they were talking about and took the time to really dial in what I needed. I'm Dale, and that's my Goodfeet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park. Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. Did you know the commuting benefits you currently or plan to provide to your employees may designate you as a best workplace for commuters? Call 703-877-5704 to see if you qualify.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95, the crash in Lorton, confined to the left shoulder, but when you get up there, you're going to see a lot of activity, some police, but the flatbed tow truck is there, so hopefully they can get both vehicles up on this tow truck and be gone shortly. However, big delays as you try to come through Dale City as a result. Now, once you get through there, you'll hit the slowdowns again, trying to merge onto 395. Solid jam up to cross the 14th Street Bridge. We've had two separate accidents on the eastbound freeway. DDOT now giving the all clear. They're not giving the all clear yet on the westbound crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel. They still had one lane blocked. And as a result, get ready. If you're coming out of Riverdale or Chevrolet, it is jammed. 295 southbound to get onto the freeway, cross the 11th Street Bridge, and off of the Beltway on the northbound side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp on this Wednesday morning with some rain around. Some of it's steady, but not heavy. Showers still in the forecast this afternoon. A gusty west-northwesterly wind will start to kick up near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Centerville, 52 in Gaithersburg, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Fairfax County Department of Transportation. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 737 on WMAL, and Brian and I are just getting started. What is this, the 14th hour? It's your post-election coverage as we analyze the ramifications of President-elect Donald Trump. At 8:05, Ed Klein will join us. Author who has written many books about Hillary Clinton. And then at 8:35, Susan Ferriccio. How does Congress loom now with a returning majority in the Senate and in the House and a Republican president? Susan will give us that. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland. And I do. And I learn stuff. KT, it's good to have you. I understand you were in the room last night at the party in there, yeah. New York.
I was at the New York Hilton and was in the room. I was at Fox News with my colleagues and on the air until they determined that Trump was probably likely to win. And then I went to the Hilton and saw all the cast of characters there. And it was pretty exciting. Because it was, you know what it was like? It was like the night, the victory or the election watch party in the 1980 election when Reagan won.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what was it like when he came into the room?
Oh, it was just thunderous, because these are the people who had been, you know, myself included, who've supported him all the way along and had to defend ourselves against people who said, well, how could you support Donald Trump? He'll be a terrible president. What does he know about foreign policy? Or the people who said, how can you support him? You're a woman. He's so terrible, blah, 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 blah. I mean, the magnitude of this victory, which was not only did Trump have the mainstream media, the Clinton machine, the Democrat establishment, the Bush establishment, the Republican Party establishment, all against him, the neoconservatives, all against him for taking, you know, knives from various angles, and yet he managed to connect to the American people, like Reagan did, connect to the American people and emerge victorious. In 1980, Reagan did the same thing. Now, they're different guys. They use different language, but they're the same phenomenon, which is the nation felt, the people of the country felt that Washington, the inside the Beltway, the establishment, no longer was connecting to them, was no longer taking care of them, was taking care of themselves, but not taking care of the American people. And once that disconnect happens in our country, and it happens about every four decades, the people, the grassroots of the country, rise up and demand a change. And there will be a big change.
KT, you look at the headlines from around the world, and to coin a phrase from Dan Rather back in 1994, the nation's the world capitals are having a collective temper tantrum right now.
So
that's my question. And is the answer too bad, or is there something that needs to be said to reassure our allies around the world that come on, this guy's going to be fine?
Oh, first of all, he's going to be. But I think I would just quote from what Trump said in his speech last night. We're going to put our interests first, but we want to be allied with you. We want to work with you. We want to be partners with you. So much of the reaction around the world, world leaders, was coming because they saw what the mainstream media, what the liberal establishment, what the Bush machine, the Clinton machine, was telling them about Trump. And that's where they took their cues. They don't know this guy. He's a businessman. So they were believing what they were hearing from their old pals.
Mm.
And I think what you're seeing now is the same kind of shock and disbelief that the folks inside the Beltway are feeling. Like, well, wait a minute. We're supposed to be in charge. Who's this other guy? And as far as is he going to break all the China and the China shop? Absolutely not. Donald Trump has been a successful businessman his entire career, and he's been successful as a real estate developer in building office buildings, in managing office buildings. And he had another career where he was in the entertainment industry and built casinos. He had another career with reality TV, and now he's had a successful career in politics. So all that stuff doesn't happen by accident. It takes somebody who's willing to challenge the conventional wisdom, do it his way, and then succeed. And I have no doubt that he will be that kind of a president.
I noticed that Vladimir Putin has gone on record as saying that he is looking forward to trying to see if they can rebuild relationships with the United States. Here's the exact quote. Talked about how they had heard his pre-election statement. Says, we understand it will not be an easy path considering the unfortunate degradation of relations, but Russia is ready and wants to restore full-fledged relations with the United States. I was sort of, when I first saw that, I said, oh, really? I wish he hadn't done that, because that's going to feed a lot of people. See, I told you, Putin, Trump, they're going to be buddies.
What's wrong with getting along with the Russians on our terms? You know, Reagan was able to get along with the Soviet Union on our terms. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the important thing. Now, I've watched the Obama administration, Secretary Clinton, Secretary Kerry, have an approach to the Russians which is as follows. Humiliate them in public. Tell Putin he's on the wrong side of history. Call him a third-rate regional power. And then privately give him a lot of concessions. Give him stuff in the Middle East. Give him stuff in Europe. The missile defense shield. That's not the way to deal with Putin. Putin's a proud man. He has built his country up from the ashes of the collapse of the Soviet Union. And a far better way of treating him would be treat him with respect in public. He deserves respect in public. And then privately, be a tough negotiator. I think that's a far better way of approaching Putin and getting what we want, because what we've done in the last 8 years sure hasn't worked.
Yeah, Barack Obama's been speaking loudly and carrying a little stick. KT McFarland, thanks so much for joining us. By the way, your name's being bounced around. Would you serve Trump administration there, KT?
You know something? I was a foot soldier in the Reagan administration. I would be a foot soldier in this one in a heartbeat.
All right. We will pass your resume on to the appropriate authorities at the Eisenhower Building.
I think that's a yes.
Thanks, KT.
Thank you.
743.
Have aches and pains? Remember VienneMassageTherapy.com and take $30 off your first visit with Mary, not just your run-of-the-mill massage. VienneMassageTherapy.com.
Wow, did you hear that?
Yes.
I have to just stop for a moment.
KT McFarland is ready to serve.
All right. You know, it is fall, and the leaves are falling off the trees, and it's getting a little chilly. And you know what comes next? Even chillier, colder weather. That's because winter always follows the fall. Mm. Old drafty windows can make your home uncomfortable, drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out, savings in, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. Here's what they do. They design, they build, they install. They cut out the middleman. They save you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now, mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window. 20% off and no money down, no interest, no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. So put an end to those drafty windows and the high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK right now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, no payments until 2018. Of course, third-party refinancing subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Keep the cold out, the savings in your pocketbook. This winter, call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK. Again, that's 855-57-CREEK.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $100,000 Big Draw, Friday, November 25th. Get your winning numbers every Wednesday in November for your chance to win up to $100,000 cash. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Accident on the Virginia Beltway now on the inner loop as you pass the Georgetown Pike heading up toward the American Legion Bridge. I'm looking at it in the left lane. I see flashing lights. It doesn't look like there's any help on the scene. So again, on the inner loop of the Beltway before the Legion Bridge, stay out of that far left lane because then you're trying to scooch over to that right. Makes it quite difficult. Delays coming around from, boy, almost back to I-66. Trying to merge onto the Beltway, I'm looking at almost a standstill here on the toll road to get onto that inner loop slowdown. Route 7, we have a lot of volume as you try to push eastbound after the Georgetown Pike and heading up toward the toll road area. In fact, a lot of volume everywhere with this rain and drizzle. Plan for the extra time. Northbound 95 in Lorton crashed to the shoulder. Top side of the Maryland Beltway has been a solid lineup since the start of the rush hour. We've had several accidents between New Hampshire Avenue and Colesville Road. You should find travel lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp on this Wednesday morning with some rain around. Some of it's steady, but not heavy. Showers still in the forecast this afternoon. A gusty west-northwesterly wind will start to kick up near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgen, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees, 746.
Clay, I feel exhilarated that the voters of Montgomery County have passed this, and we're going to make Montgomery County number one again, and we're going to have a very robust discussion of ideas in 2018 now with all these open seats.
Montgomery County political activist Robin Ficker. Yeah. I thought he was right on the brink of saying we're going to make Montgomery County great again. He was close, but he didn't say that. He was celebrating last night as ballot measure B in Montgomery County succeeded. That was term limits.
Yeah.
Term limits for the first time in Maryland history, I think, at least at this level.
Right.
Term limits.
That's right.
And Robin Ficker was the man who got that on the ballot. And so now we're going to see some changes in leadership at the county level there for Montgomery County.
There'll be new faces for sure.
Right. No guarantee of a change in party, certainly, but it's a step. And so congratulations to Robin Ficker and all who supported that. It wasn't very close, actually.
No.
It was clearly the people.
Pretty overwhelming.
People of Montgomery County said enough. Meanwhile, out in Loudoun County, Virginia.
We are all in this together in this wonderful district that is, I think, just best part of this country and the best part of the Commonwealth, the 10th District of Virginia. Thank you so much.
Republican Barbara Comstock won re-election in a very hotly contested race. A lot of money spent on that race by the campaigns and also by the DCCC and the RCCC, CDC, and all of the C's. But a challenger, Luann Bennett, did not prevail. But she gave an interesting concession speech as the presidential election was still somewhat in flux and no one knew exactly who was going to win.
Although we didn't win the 10th District congressional seat, Virginia has voted for the first woman president of the United States.
That's some political instincts for you there, Bennett. But at that moment, Virginia had just gone over the top.
Right,
and Virginia, as we were watching closely last night, the Commonwealth was a nail biter until the last 5%.
Very last second,
5% of the precincts were reported. Meanwhile, in the District of Columbia, he's back.
It was close, but I'm very grateful to the people of Ward 7 for giving me a chance to come back and serve them once again.
Former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray, of course, won a special. special election to fill a vacated seat, and now he has been officially ensconced in Ward 7 as
there you
a
go.
District Council member.
He's
when does back. He well, when does he begin the mayoral campaign?
He began it last night.
Yeah, you're right. Meanwhile, you know, we know Chris Van Hollen was sent to the Senate. He will be the new senator from Maryland.
Replacing Barbara Mikulski.
His district, the 8th district, was up for grabs, and Jamie Raskin won that race. He is a man of the left, a Democrat.
No doubt.
That certainly fits with the demographic there in Tacoma Park and such. He has represented that area quite some time over in Annapolis, and his speech, well, I urge you to listen to Jamie Raskin's speech last night to the people of his district. Remember, this is the moment when you win a tough campaign. And let's face it, Jamie, I mean, listen, he was up against Mr. Cox, was he not?
Yep.
And he had good candidates. All the Republican candidates, I think, in Maryland were good candidates. But the deck is stacked against them sometimes in these kinds of races. Yeah. And Jamie Raskin didn't have an enormous fight on his hands, okay? Can we at least concede that?
We can concede
it's not like it was a bitter, ugly, nasty, horrible fight-to-the-finish race, but here's his magnanimous victory speech.
But check this out. I even call myself a conservative because I want to conserve the land, the air, the water, the climate system, our species, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the civil rights and liberties of the people. And the people who call themselves conservatives today, I don't really know what they're conserving other than their own wealth and power.
But it got better or worse.
Okay, that's right.
And when you use the word conservative to dress up misogyny and racism and fascism, you tarnish and you demoralize a great political tradition. One of the great things about this election, I hope, is that we will get a real honest conservatism to come back after it's all over.
So something tells me that Jamie Raskin's floor speeches in the House as a freshman congressman are going to be the stuff of legend, and we will point them out to you here.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun watching that guy. He's going to need a lot of watching.
And by the way, we look forward to having Congressman-elect Raskin here on Mornings on the Mall. He's a frequent guest.
Anytime you want to come. 751 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
So the Thanksgiving Day countdown is kicking into panic mode right now. If your house is anything like my house, you know how you set these, you know these deadlines you've got, you know? Okay, Thanksgiving is on the horizon, but let's get through Halloween first, and let's get through Election Day next, and now here we are, and there's nothing standing between all of the work that needs to get done in your home and Thanksgiving Day. I want you to think for a moment about the amazing people in your lives that do so much work to make your Thanksgiving great. Your wife, your mother-in-law, your mother, your grandmother, maybe your daughter, all of the people in your life that deserve a special something to get them through the process of getting to Thanksgiving. And this is the best way to tell them how much you love them. An autumn rose bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. And right now, when you order 36 stunning autumn roses, you're going to get them for only $36. It's the 1-800-Flowers 36 for 36 Thanksgiving deal. It's the only way I send flowers because they guarantee a smile on delivery, 1-800-Flowers does. You can trust them. I trust them. To order 36 stunning autumn roses for only $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon and enter Larry. 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click the radio icon and enter Larry. Hurry, this offer ends Friday.
This salute to veterans is brought to you by the people of Boeing, who are proud to observe Veterans Day and pay tribute to all who have served and are currently serving in America's armed forces.
How's your money doing? It's a big question this morning. Let's check in with Chuck Kamlick.
A lot of deals today.
That's right. At CNBC's News Desk. Good morning, Chuck.
You're going to find a lot of deals. Stocks are set to fall sharply. The Dow could be down about 300 points. Now, think back to last hour. I said 400 points, so we're 100 points to the good. More on the impact, though, of Donald Trump's election on stocks. Bank stocks, for instance, are expected to fall because the election makes it less likely that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates in December. Shares of gold mining companies are a lot higher because in times of uncertainty, people buy gold as a way to protect their investments. Healthcare stocks are higher because a Trump win might mean an end to Obamacare. And here's an interesting one. Shares of AT&T and Time Warner will fall on concerns that Mr. Trump will hold good to his promise to block that $85 billion merger. Some other news this morning, Viacom's profits fell because it sold fewer TV ads, and Paramount hasn't had a hit movie in God knows how long. And Norwegian Cruise Line's profits rose because it added more ships and sailed more passengers who spent more money on board. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Cold weather is perfect for curling up in front of a roaring fire and planning for the holidays ahead. But if you don't have someone special to share these moments with, this time of year can seem like an endless reminder that you're single. Don't worry, it's not too late. Heat things up this winter by joining It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service right here in Washington, D.C. Their friendly matchmakers have spent over 25 years providing an enjoyable alternative to online dating. They'll first get to know you and your relationship goals during a confidential interview. With this knowledge, they'll hand-select quality matches for you from their exclusive membership base. They pre-screen all your matches in advance and even book your reservations at the best date spots in town. All you have to do is show up, relax, and be yourself. Add some romance to your holiday celebrations. It's Just Lunch is super easy, incredibly personal, and completely professional. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
It is 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have major delays heading into town this morning. We've had several incidents on the southeast-southwest freeway each direction. DDOT has cleared them all, but the residual delays on the lineup that was waiting, intense. Northbound 295, you're back at the Beltway. Southbound, you're coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. So be ready for that. It'll be a while till we can clear this, especially with the wet pavement, rain, and drizzle. 395, you're in the same boat here as you come off the Beltway and try to get onto the freeway. Inner loop of the Virginia Beltway, now I see help at the scene here. Inner loop as you approach American Legion Bridge, that left lane is blocked off. Delays near 66. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet ride in this morning. The rain comes through with a cold front. Showers this afternoon. A north-northwesterly wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour, 60 degrees, maybe a quarter of an inch of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 55 degrees, 556.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Can having breast implants lead to suicide?
She knew she was sick from the implants.
Seven on Your Side reveals a possible dark side to the most popular plastic surgery. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Way to enter a room.
Stick with me, kid.
ABC Tonight. Designated Survivor is back and all new.
You're the only chance this country has.
Will he be the leader who brings America together?
I have to believe that we all want the same thing. To rebuild our country.
Or watch as it falls apart.
I cannot do this alone.
Oh, my God.
Designated Survivor, all new.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11, on your side. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
It is 7:59 on WMAL. Coming up on WMAL,
we're going to speak with Ed Klein, author of many books about Hillary Clinton, and talk about, well, what went wrong in the campaign that should have brought her the presidency.
Also, we'll talk to Susan Ferriccio. What will Congress do in this new year as they have both Republican in the Senate and Republican majorities?